Basketball Australia has announced the women's side, or the Opals, to compete in the Asia Cup in Jordan later this month. There is a Tasmanian connection and a coastal connection. Keely Froling, who played with Burnie this year, has been selected in the side, and she joins me now. Good morning, Keely, and congratulations.
Thank you.
For people who don't know your story, of course, you played with Burnie in the NWBU this year, and, of course, the Launceston Tornadoes in NBL 1. But to finally get an Opals call-up must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, super exciting. I mean, obviously, as a female basketballer, that's kind of what I grew up hoping to achieve. And obviously, a big step is getting named in that squad. But yeah, really exciting to finally get my foot in the door.
I think you got a bit of a taste for what it's like to represent Australia when you played in the 3x3 lead-up tournament to the Olympics. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it's always amazing to represent Australia, and obviously that's such a big event to lead up into, and it's just awesome to play international basketball and play against the best players in the world. So to do that in 3-on-3 was a great experience, but now to do it in 5-on-5 would be, I think, really special.
Absolutely. It's, as you say, it's what you've dreamed of since you're a little girl. What have you been doing since the end of the NWBU season? I know we had a bit of NBL1 with Launceston Tornadoes, but how have you been keeping yourself active and keeping your mind sharp on basketball?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, obviously, with the border closures at NBL1, but I've been doing a lot. You know, I knew this camp was coming up, and I obviously knew about the Asia Cup, so that was always in the back of my mind for training. And then, obviously, we have WNBL season coming up during the summer, so I've kind of had a mini pre-season, mid-season, to try and build up, you know, a bit of strength and speed, and obviously working on a lot of skill-based stuff that you can't really do when you're in season. So I've kind of used this time to do that.
As you mentioned, you've got WNBL coming up. Will you be playing with Canberra again this year?
This season I've actually signed to play in Sydney, so we'll see. I don't know if I'll actually get to Sydney. But
not the best place to be at the moment, is it?
Well, that's a great choice now, but yeah, I think, you know, obviously they're looking at options on how we get the season going ahead, and that's all being worked through at the moment as well. So it's just kind of a wait and see, but there'll definitely be some form of season. What and how it happens is just a wait and see.
How did you enjoy your time here on the coast playing with Burnie? You won the Women's MVP Award for the Union, of course, and playing with the Tornadoes. How much did you enjoy that, and how has that sort of helped shape your career?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I didn't know what to expect coming down and playing in Burnie, but I loved it. The community was awesome and really embraced the basketball, and we had a really great team. I think a good mixture of some really young up-and-coming talent, and then obviously myself and Mariah, and it just was a great experience. And I think any time you can play games, and you know, at any level, but especially at a level like that, and consistently play games, you know, once or twice a week for so long, is always going to help your game. So I feel like for me it was something that I could use to work on certain things, but obviously just work on my fitness and my leadership and that sort of thing as well. So it's really helped rolling into NBL 1 season, and then hopefully into WNBL and Asia Cup as well.
Well, you've got those coming up now with WNBL and Asia Cup. Of course, that'll keep you fairly busy for quite a few months. Do you think you'll be coming back to Tassie again next year?
Yeah, I really hope so. I've loved it down here. It's been awesome on the court, off the court, everything about it. I've loved living here and just kind of exploring some of the sights of Tasmania. So that would definitely be top of my list. If it was possible to do, I'd love to come back.
With the WNBL and Asia Cup, and then you've got hopefully NWBU and NBL 1 again next year, it's going to be a pretty busy year too, because we've also got the World Cup in Sydney, haven't we?
Yep. So it's a super big year next year, World Cup in Sydney. There's also a few 3-on-3 events, Com Games, Worlds. There's a lot going on, so it'll be a busy year, but really exciting year for basketball. And I think to have a World Cup in Australia is just going to be awesome for basketball, but especially female basketball in Australia.
Well, hopefully we'll see you on the court for that World Cup, but also next year, of course, you've got the Asia Cup coming up, you mentioned, and the Commonwealth Games. Good luck with all of those, and again, congratulations on being selected as an Australian Opal for the Asia Cup, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.